Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hi, I'm Lucy Wills and I'm here to talk to you today on Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. And I've got with me Lisa Murdoch, our Associate Director of HR Operations. And we're going to talk through the Trust People Strategy, what it is and why do we need one. So welcome and thank you for talking to me today. Can you tell us about the recently published People Strategy, please?
Yeah, so it's our people strategy runs from 2021 to 2024. So it was developed following feedback from our staff. So it was developed after the 2020 staff survey results. And then there were a number of staff engagement events held after that. So essentially the strategy sets out what our priorities are, and there's an action plan that sits beneath that so that we can meet our ambition to be a great place to work. And it's all underpinned by our NHS people promise.
When you mentioned that it was written after the staff survey results, have you had conversations with staff in order to develop this strategy?
Yeah, and so this year we held a number of engagement sessions again with staff where we reviewed the progress that had been made so far on the people strategy. And then we looked at whether we were focusing on the right areas of action for year two. So we used the 2021 staff survey results along with some other data and the feedback from those engagement sessions to review if we did have the actions in place for year two, which would improve those areas that were highlighted in the staff survey as needing improvement.
And in terms of our results, what do our staff surveys show us? What are the results?
So our staff survey results last year, we were below average on a number of the themes. So what we do is we use that data to help us understand whether the actions we're taking are having the desired impact. So we look at that alongside other data. So we've got our monthly pulse survey results as well. We've got a number of workforce KPIs that we gather, and then also information that we get from staff through networks and listening events.
And obviously we want to improve all the time. What initiatives have taken place since launching the People Strategy? What have we done?
So there's been a lot of initiatives implemented over the last year or so from in line with the strategy, from the staff survey, and from the feedback from engagement sessions. So for example, we've launched a successful international nursing campaign to address some of the staffing pressures. There's a series of senior leadership walkabouts now, and we do tea with the chief executive, so to give opportunities for staff to have their say. Mm-hmm. One of the particular areas that came out of the staff survey is around learning and development and concerns with staff not necessarily having the appraisals that they should have. So we've introduced a new appraisals policy and a form now, which is much more focused on employee health and wellbeing and having those one-to-one conversations and looking ahead for training and development needs in the future.
Yeah, sounds sensible. Why is it important that we look after our people, not just plough on through?
So I think particularly recently, given the events from 2020 and responding to the pandemic, it's more important than ever, isn't it, that we're looking after our staff and supporting them. We want to have a happy, healthy and engaged workforce.
Makes sense. Can you talk us through the people strategy itself? What are the key elements of the strategy?
So there's four pillars that the initiative sits under. So we've got the first one is looking after our people, which is around promoting health and wellbeing and improving learning and development experiences for our staff. The second one is belonging in our trust, which is around securing equity, rewarding and recognising staff, embedding a compassionate culture that reflects our care's values. The third one is new ways of working, which is around looking at our current and future workforce needs and engaging with our workforce to get everybody's input into the solutions and improvements. And then finally, we've got growing for the future, which is around developing, expanding and retaining our workforce.
Okay, and you work for the people and organisational development team. That's another word for HR. And they will deliver this strategy, working in collaboration with all the staff, of course, how can staff get involved? What's your advice to them?
So there's lots of ways. You could obviously raise feedback through team meetings that you have and speak to your manager. There's a number of staff networks that we've got now. You can give feedback more formally to your trade union rep or to our Freedom to Speak Up Guardian, for example. We're going to be relaunching our Cares Champion soon, and there'll be specific roles linked to health and wellbeing and EDI, so there'll be a lot more opportunities to get involved in that. And then most importantly, I think fill in your monthly pulse survey and the annual staff survey, which is out at the moment. So we'd encourage you all to fill in that to give your anonymous feedback so the trust knows and understands your experiences at work and where we can make improvements.
And the link to your personal staff survey is emailed to you, isn't it? So everybody gets an email and it'll have a link. So if you follow that link, you'll be able to fill in your staff survey. To find out any information about any of the other elements like Freedom to Speak Up or the listening events, take a look at our intranet, staff intranet. And if anyone member of the public wants to read our people's strategy, it's on our public website. Thank you so much for joining me, talking through that. And we'll listen for updates and look at the trust news to find out all the upcoming events.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.